IF, buddy.
Yes, Friday! Yay!
Hey, I got two questions for you, but first let me say something. I love your show, especially the women that phone in.
Thank you, buddy. They're hot stuff.
Yeah, they are. That leads me to my questions. Of all the women that phoned in, have any ever propositioned you for a hobble to gee, and have you ever accepted?
Yes and yes.
That sounds great. Tell me about it.
What, you want vivid details?
Just generalities.
Come on, buddy.
Details, Grease, details.
Details about telephone hobble gee.
Yes.
Well, all right. Let me see. Well, it's happened a couple of times. I mean, I don't always follow up, but one time this girl sounded real interesting, and I couldn't help but. Well, I was playing records and talking on the phone, and when we're off the air, she said, you know, I know you're going to think I'm horrible, but I've listened to you for so long, I just wonder what it would be like. You know, you're always talking so vividly, so graphically. Frankly, I find myself in a state of arousal every time I listen to you. I said, well, I'll tell you what, baby, I ain't doing nothing today. Why don't I come over? I'll pick up a bottle of Jack Black. We'll knock down a few belts, eat a Slim Jim or two, smoke a couple of Camels, and then I'll tear that thing up. She said, all right. Okay. But I don't think I can look at you. I feel so. I said, all right. She said, I'll tell you what. I have a nice house in Potomac with a tremendous privacy hedge. Let me at least just meet you on the other side of the hedge until I get my confidence up enough to let you come around the gate, okay? But all right. So I drove out there, and the lush-lined highways and byways of the Potomac. The Potomac, fashionable Potomac area. And sure enough, she was on the other side of the bushes. I said, baby, let me come around and get a look at you. She said, no, I'll be back. I said, you mean to tell me I drove all the way out here and I'm not even going to get no hobble-doogie? She said, well, maybe. I said, what do you mean, maybe? She said, go ahead and put the hydraulics in the bushes. I said, what? She said, I can't bear for you to see me, but it's the only way. I looked around both directions, didn't see nobody. I figured, what the hell? Give me a story to tell my grandchildren. So sure enough, I extended myself into the bushes and stood there. Just then, when you know, a police car pulls up. They're suspicious of people hanging around the Potomac area. Lawman walks up to me and says, buddy, what the hell you doing? I just looked at him and said, He said, what? I said, He called back to his partner. He said, radio headquarters got another one of these damn diplomats speaking Chinese at us or something. He looks a little bit like Charlie Chan. Now that you mention it, have him get a translator out here, will you? I was trying to say everything's all right, but it just came out. Finally, the translator shows up. He says to me, and I said, The translator said, The lawman looked at the translator and said, what's he saying? The translator said, he says he needs directions to a supermarket. Finally, I said, I said, excuse me, officer. He said, oh, you speak English? I said, yeah, no, I wasn't asking for directions to the supermarket. I'm sorry. It may have sounded like Chinese, but I was having a seizure. It's a holdover from NAM. I'm sorry. I arranged myself as best I could, and then I turned to face him. He said, well, we were worried about you. You were just standing there against the bushes saying, oh, I said, I know it happens like that every now and then. It's a lingering souvenir from Ho Chi Minh. I'm sorry. Try to get you guys all out here for nothing. They looked at me funny, but everybody got in his own car and we all drove away. Well, the next day I couldn't resist. I figured I'd go back there. I mean, that was sweet! Sweet! Now, wouldn't you know, there's some other guy standing there against the bushes. Well, for some reason, I just flew into a jealous rage. I figured, so that's the game, huh? what? Oh, I'm sorry. I can't do it. And there's some other clam standing there. Well, in a fit of jealous rage, I figured I'd nail a guy a good one. So I grabbed him by the shoulders and spun him around. Imagine my shock and horror and discomfort when I realized he was only taking a leak. 4-8 with the Grease Man.